everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, this is Buck Sexton, and you're listening to the Tudor Dixon Podcast, part of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. I'm Tudor Dixon, and today we are going to have a great conversation with a dear friend of mine, Yaku Boyens. Yaku's been in the fight against sex trafficking for decades. Sadly, he comes from a place of experiencing it after witnessing the horrors of trafficking through his younger sister, who is now a survivor. He is the founder and CEO of After Eden Productions, or Pictures, and creator of his own documentary, Sex Nation. So who better to come on and discuss this very heavy and hard topic of child sex trafficking? But it's kind of an interesting time right now with all that we're seeing in the media. Yaku, thanks for coming on.
Tudor, thank you so much for giving voice to this. I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate what you're doing. I mean, we were just talking about everything that's happening. I think you kind of shocked me with one of your stats you just threw out right before we started recording. And that's that you are currently working on saving about 3 children a week from trafficking. And that's all in the U.S., right?
Yeah, this year, it's never been like this. I mean, we're recently, about 3 rescues a week is what's happening. And these are American-born children. And it's very important to have this conversation around the Sound of Freedom conversation, because I don't want this incredible awareness. And Tim Ballard's a good friend. I consulted early on first script level on Sound of Freedom. We've been waiting for this movie to come. But I don't want Americans to lose the opportunity right now to actually do something, Tudor, in their local communities, because it's here. It's local. I mean, it's American children being trafficked.
But see, that's what people don't get. We've seen, you talk about Sound of Freedom, such an important movie that is out there right now. And you have to question, why do you suddenly see these folks in the media coming out and saying this is a QAnon movie, this is all just a conspiracy, when you are actually saving children every single day? And on top of that, why don't they want people to know about it?
Because they're complicit, Tudor. This is no other way about it. We have to understand. We got to parlay this all together. I'll give you an example. Marsha Blackburn, U.S. Congress, before she was a senator. She's my wife's godmother. Marsha questions Mark Zuckerberg on child porn on Facebook. Mark pleads the fifth 52 times, right? They know. They're complicit. Mm-hmm. They hide under Section 230. They know that traffickers use their platforms. They know that it's proliferated with child porn. Yes, not even before you talk about the border and the border situation, which is a disaster. Because they're complicit, the powers that they answer to play in this world. They're okay with this. And it's not just the Jeffrey Epstein's. Look, the average buyer of sex with a child in America today, took us 2 years to do the study, is a father of 2.
Oh, that's who's giving
that's
me chills.
Who's paying. So look at this. We're the number one nation on earth demanding pornography. We're the number one nation producing pornography. Porn is the entry drug to sex trafficking. Gen Z is the number one age bracket on earth in America producing porn on themselves and distributing it. third party. Our culture is in a very bad spot. So the pedophile and the predator at this moment has a field day. Liberal media is covering for them, because look at liberal media. It's riddled with sex crimes.
You're reminding me of something. Last week, I was having a conversation with a young, this guy is probably, I would say, still in his 20s. And he was telling some of the older folks at the company that it's really hard to date young women now because they start OnlyFans in high school. And then by the time they are saying, oh, yeah, we really want to have a relationship, the guy looks back and he's like, gosh, you've done all this stuff on OnlyFans and I don't want to have a relationship. And he said, there's just no way to connect because the guys are addicted to porn and the girls are out there essentially creating porn, which I was shocked. I mean, I'm naive as a mom, but I think that's why we have to have this conversation, because I don't even think about this stuff. And I have a 14-year-old and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they're making so, and he said they just make tons of money. So why wouldn't they do it?
Tudor, and this is the real conversation. To remove this conversation from the sex trafficking conversation, we will be a hamster on the wheel and we'll make no impact. None. Remember, at the end of the day, it's a battle for souls. Right, it's a battle for souls. It's good against evil. It's Genesis. It's darkness.
It is. It's like when I heard that, I guess I'm still totally shocked by it, and I had sort of forgotten about it. But now that you're saying this, I'm thinking it is so scary that it is all right at their fingertips, and I see how everything is at kids' fingertips today, whereas it wasn't when I was a kid. You can go online and find out what you want to buy, and you can order it right then, and you can have all of your bank accounts attached. And just a couple weeks ago, one of my friends had a kid who ordered something on Amazon and had no idea that this was ordered. And it was like, oh, he was working on the side and connected his account to Amazon and was buying things. These are things as parents, this is all new to us. So why, if you had the ability to use your body to make money, if we are not instilling values and talking about valuing who you are and valuing what you have and what in your body, then there really is. And I think it's a hard thing to think about. I mean, I'm just in my mind going through this going, as a mom of four girls, what am I missing?
Yeah. And there's a problem with definitions. If you look at culture, they change language. In order to shift culture historically, you must change language. So it's not a pedophile. It's a minor attracted person.
Yeah.
No, it's a pedophile. It's a pedophile. But here's how language has changed. The sex work language, right, is changing. Sex trafficking is a crime against persons using force, fraud, and coercion. That is the legal definition of the crime, which then means by definition, Tudor, that OnlyFans is a sex trafficking organization. It is coercing young women by dangling the money carrot to sell themselves. Do you know that today we are actually hard-pressed to find a trafficker? The traffickers today are trafficking kids across the border. You don't need pimps anymore today. The last rescues we've done, the last three, there was no pimp. The buyer, the purchaser, is talking directly to the 13-year-old boy, which we just rescued, 13-year-old boy, okay? He's selling himself through coercion, because that pedophile takes on average 9 months to groom the child, right? It's a style of grooming that's called support grooming. This is what happened. Hey, I see your dad works really hard. He's really busy. He's really a good guy. I see he's in none of your soccer pictures. He can't go to the games. This is what I do for a living. I support boys that need emotional support. Think of me as your second dad. For a year, he earns that boy's trust. He violates the trust. The boy feels like I just lost a father. He says, but you know what? Send me a picture of yourself, because I'll look at you at night. Then send me a naked picture of yourself. The second that boy sends a naked picture, then he goes into a 9-month traffic ring where he's sold for sex. And he's thinking, I did this. I was complicit. Shame, condemnation, guilt. Satan is attacking him. I can't tell anybody. This is happening as we speak. You don't even need a pimp. Instagram's the pimp.
Are they being taken from their homes? I mean, how does this work? How do parents know?
Only 1% today of the crime is kidnapping. 1%, Tudor. It's called familial trafficking, where a familial figure, a family member, a caretaker, a caregiver, or a familial figure that's now become your friend online is the one trafficking you. It is much more advantageous for a pedophile and a trafficker to sell a kid while they're living at home. Because when a kid goes missing, and we do look for children that go missing, the community stops because the child's missing. But what about the child that does sexual favors because they're being forced? What about the child that's being sold to their own mother? Yaku, that doesn't happen.
It does.
25% of the sex trafficking cases today, it's the mother selling the child for drugs, for access. We had two 13-year-old girls that said their dad forced them to give sex because he convinced them that it was their college tuition. Ugh. But he's a pedophile. This is where I don't want people with Sound of Freedom to miss the boat. Oh, man, we these children, we got to go to these children in Cambodia and the Philippines. And guys, it's here. It's local because we've allowed
But that, I think that is what's so key. People say, well, you know what? That's not going to happen to my kids. But isn't the United States the number one in the world for sex trafficking?
Number one nation on earth for child sex trafficking is the USA. Number one city in the world is Houston, Texas. Number two city in the world is Los Angeles. Number three is Dallas, Texas. This is the Trojan horse that's hidden in plain sight. Now, Tudor, combine this with the question, what is a woman? Combine this with puberty blockers for kids. Combine this with gender, you know, gender therapy and double mastectomies. Combine this with comprehensive sex ed in the classroom for 10-year-olds, for 5-year-olds. It is a cytostorm in the body of a child. They don't know right from wrong. They can't profile adults from who has good intent and bad intent. They are sitting ducks. This is why God said, put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the ocean before you lead one of these astray. It doesn't even say before you rape them or sell them. We have led our children to slaughter in this country.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is, quote, worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I will say, it seems to me like people are willing to say, this is a yucky conversation.
Right.
I don't want to have it.
Right.
I mean, I was meeting with someone in Northern Michigan a few weeks ago, and she said, well, I'll be honest with you. We were talking about all the different political issues going on right now, and they have health clinics getting set up at their high schools and all of these things. And she said, but I'll be honest with you, the biggest problem that we have in this area is that we are the number three city in the state for sex trafficking, because we have a lot of migrant workers that come in, and honestly, it just happens. And it was like, you know, what can we do about that? Is it more common in areas where you see families coming and going? I mean, why would that be? And why is it just like a, you know, what can you do?
But that's, oh my goodness. You know, people say, well, Yaku, really, can you really coerce a child to do that?
Yeah.
They shut the world down with coercion in 2020. They closed your church. Right. They closed your grocery store with the power of coercion. Yes. When you couple sex with coercion, there's a storm inside the child that goes off. So they desensitize you, and then you go, ah, well, it's just how it is. No, it's not how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to stand your ground. The nuclear family is under attack. What is a woman? What a preposterous question. The womb is sacred. Sacred. No man can be a woman. The second you ask what is a woman, and at the same time you tell men, this is not your conversation. Abortion is not your conversation. Now there's no defender of the womb. The woman has to defend herself. She's looking for value. While we're telling women, you should sell yourself for sex on OnlyFans. That's liberation. The hijacked
meeting. Well, we've been saying to women for a long time that you value your body should not be valued, because you can be strong and brave if you go out and you give yourself away. And that's the message that I think that we haven't talked about in a long time on the conservative side, because, you know, you don't want to go against the norm. I mean, all of the movies show this. I mean, Sex in the City, that's what the whole show was about. Being young in your 20s in the city, be like a guy. Go out there, don't get attached to people. And the reality is that there is no way to have a sexual interaction with another person and not have some sort of attachment. And if you are doing that regularly, it is emotionally draining.
No, it's damaging. In our film, Sex Nation, and please watch Sound of Freedom. Tim is a great friend. Please watch Sex Nation. It brings it home. It shows you what happens in the brain function. It's called, at a physical and metaphysical level, Tudor, it's called imprinting. Okay? It is impossible to have sex with a human being and that person not imprint you. Memory foam bounces back. Plato doesn't, right? You carry that imprint. You've given a piece of yourself, right? There's now potential soul ties. There is deep, deep work done in your brain, in your emotions, in your physical state. You know what the number one thing is today on college campus? Girls ask guys, what's your body count? They ask the guy, what's your body count? The guy answers 2. The girl goes, you're not desired. I don't want you. Nobody wants you. I want to conquer the guy that all the girls want. So if you say your body count is 25, she goes, if I get him, I get value. This is a fact. And it's promoted by some guys in this masculine movement, which is also dysfunctional, right? Think about that.
But is this because there is no guiding star, there's no faith, there's no God. And so because of that, there is a desperation to have meaning. I mean, we see these films that are just blowing people away. Jesus Revolution, people were shocked by. The Sound of Freedom, people are shocked by. We see this movement when there is value and you see faith and you see that life has a meaning and that there is a reason to live a certain way. We see people flock to that, but why are the churches emptying? Why is this not, how did people get so far away from the traditional values that the American family had?
Yeah, could we say, and I'll say this, look, this is Yaku Boyan speaking for Yaku Boyan, not for the Tudor Dixon Show, okay? This is me speaking for me, okay? The church abandoned God and God's statutes. The church is preaching around the most culturally relevant issues. The church is non-influencing at all civil duty, the civil marketplace. It doesn't.
So let me argue something on this, because I would argue that we are the church
That's right.
We have walked away
right.
from lifestyle. We have walked away from everywhere, every place that gets into the human brain, whether it is a television show or a song or a movie or a magazine. The conservative mindset has, we let it get away from
yes.
us for so long that it's very hard to try to claw that back. And it's being managed by people who don't want you to claw that back.
Absolutely. And so my next statement, and you took the words out of my mouth, you're amazing, was who is the church? What is the church according to the word of God? Is it the pastor and the Baptist? You can't find Baptist, the word Baptist, in the Bible. You can't find Methodist, Pentecost. It's not there. Denominations was made by man. We are the church. And what mm-hmm. is our commission? Go to all nations and spread the good news, share the gospel. But we first must say, well, the gospel is what we hold up high. This is what I'm saying about the conservative movement. Why we're in trouble. We are in serious trouble. Because the non-conservative movement serve their politics as it's their God. They devote their lives to it, right? We don't.
But see, I think it's funny because I feel like the left has taken the Bible and reversed it, because the Bible is not, when you read, especially when you see Jesus come and Jesus talks and he overthrows turns the tables in the temple, and he says, you know, these folks that are pulling out scripture from their sleeve and telling you to obey the law, they don't really get it. They're not really getting it. He said, you know, he's getting rid of this. You have to live a certain way, and people will see how you live and they will want that same thing. And so the left, they said, we'll show you how we live and make it look so great that you'll want to live this way too. And yet it seems as though the Christians were still saying, hey, look at my scripture. You're breaking the law. And people went, I don't want to hear about the law. I want to live like this. It seems so nice.
And this is the gospel message brought to you by Tudor Dixon today, because that is why Jesus had to come. He fulfilled the old law. He had to come walk on the planet. So there was living proof of a man, fully God, walking a certain way, living it. We, the church, should consume the word of God and then go live it so that it is salt and light to the world. That it, people look at your lifestyle and go, why does Tudor have a relationship with her teenage daughter? Why does Tudor have a functional, you know, marriage? Why is Tudor's yes, yes, and her no is no? Why does she carry herself with such grace and respect for herself? You know, there's something in her lifestyle that is other. Yeah, it's God. It's the word of God. She's living it. But when the church say, well, I'll live it, but I can't live it when it comes to sex. We got 50% of pornography in the church. I can't live it. And then I can't speak about it. No, because it's socially not acceptable. You're right. They have reversed the word of God. But that's what Satan did in the Garden of Eden. He didn't come to Eve saying, that's not God, I'm God. He brought 99.9% truth, and then he just said, but you can be God too. You can be enlightened,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's really what the movement on the left is.
I mean, that's really, yes, that's the message, is right. Self-care. You're in charge. Take a day for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What does your heart tell you? I mean, these small little messages over time, we've had good Christians say, I'm following my heart. And you think, wow, it's interesting. Just like you said at the beginning, words matter. The way we talk about things matter. And we have kind of taken the place of God in many cases. And I think that's why there is this argument right now over this movie, because you have the people that don't want you to see the truth saying don't see it, and they have power. I mean, let's face it, they have power. Look at what happened with vaccines. Yeah. There were some people that came out and said, you know, I'm not comfortable taking this. It was like, you have got to take this or you are a horrible person. Now to say, you know, you're a QAnon person if you believe in this. But it's been interesting because I think that moms are the ones that are really afraid of this, and they're the ones trying to figure it out. And it's been pulling more women to this movie than men. I think women are starting to get concerned. And it seems like a lot of times that's where this happens, in the home, because mom is kind of the CEO of the house. She's watching the kids go to school. She's hearing the kids are coming home and telling mom stories. And maybe moms are saying, I'm not so comfortable with what's happening.
Yeah, 100%. And mom, you got to get dad in there. You have to. You have to. We need leadership. But the mom's the glue, right? The most difficult job on earth is being a mother. And that's why I get vehement. I was raised by a single mom. I get aggressively, violently angry with this question, what is a woman? It's preposterous. It's ridiculous. It's disgraceful. Because the mom is glue. I say the most powerful person on earth, not the president of the United States, it's the soccer mom. It's the mom who has other kids that hears everything, that sees things. Trust your intuition, mom. If you don't know what to do, go to our website and educate yourself on what it looks like when a child's in danger. Educate yourself. Get your husband or your brother, for that matter, involved in the conversation. But the moms right now need to do this. Abandon.
I think that people need to understand you're talking about this from experience, having seen it happen to your sister. A lot of us have had folks in our lives who were abused by someone as a child. Grooming is real. It happens. And it impacts the rest of your life. If you survive it, it impacts the rest of your life. And so I think that a lot of people go, well, it's just not going to happen to me. And I cannot stress enough that the internet has changed the game. And the promises are so extreme. You'll have the same purse as your friend. And remember that this fear of missing out and this needing to keep up with friends is so much stronger amongst our children, because they're constantly being hit with this Snapchat or this Instagram, or, you know, this person is going out and they have the latest shoes. And it's like, I've got to be that. That draw is much stronger right now for this generation than it ever has been before. And those creeps are out there ready to deliver what they want.
Why? Because when we're born, your soul wants to reconnect with God. You want purpose. You want to know, why am I here on this planet? Why am I alive? Why do I exist? Well, they will give you an identity. They will transpose an identity to you. Mm-hmm. A child, think of trafficking this way. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the triangle, right? Maslow, okay? The very bottom need is basic food and shelter, okay? So think of trafficking as an exploitation of needs or vulnerabilities. Any human being can be trafficked if the trafficker correctly identifies the need that'll move that person, the vulnerability. So a child with two parents at home, let's say they're a lawyer and a doctor. Money is not an object, right? That child, you're not going to traffic that child with goods and stuff. The kid that lives in the projects, she needs maybe shelter. She needs food. She needs money to get to school. You traffic the child there with needs and wants. The child that lives in Highland Park, Texas, that has two wealthy parents, that child most likely is going to be trafficked through acceptance. Do you see me? Do I matter? Do I have a voice? All the trafficker has to do is give her a voice. All he has to do is tell her, you matter. I see your sister gets all the attention at school. It feels to me like you're not in the in crowd. You'll be in with us. That's what the...
How do they find them? Media. I think that's what people don't understand. They're like, they're not going to find my kids.
Okay, we did a poll, two polls. One was a familial trafficking poll. The other poll for 2 years was this, and this is a fact. 65% of American teenagers, possibly yours, Tudor, 65% of American teenagers have already engaged in conversation with a predator on social media. They don't know it, but they're already there. They're already commenting on their posts. Here's what a predator does. They scrape the internet, they scrape social media to find vulnerability. And each predator has a particular eye. This predator can see a child that is emotionally vulnerable. This predator says, no, I found success in going after the inner city kid. I've got success in going after the kid with no father. There's vulnerabilities. They highlight the vulnerability. They will invest on average 9 months, 9 months of profiling, watching every post, commenting every post, reading all the replies of your child, learning your child's human behavioral science, your child's identity, how they respond. To do what? To identify one thing, the key need, the vulnerability.
Do they get money out of this? I mean, what is the next step? What
at
happens?
Times it's for a self need to fulfill their own. But then once they've got, they have to wrap themselves around the child. They must make the child complicit, and complicit meaning implicate them in a sex act. Here's what's happening with the child. Like women, most women never talk of their rape ever. Why? Every single woman that's been raped, go talk to them, ask them. They'll tell you, I wasn't sure. Did I make that happen? Did I lead him on? Did I do something? And it's that reinforcement by culture. Yeah, it's you, right? So the child immediately goes, this is a secret. I got to keep it. My sister shares her story on Sex Nation. She tells you, she's like, this is a secret. I got to keep it. And then the pimp told her, we'll kill your mother and your father. For most girls, it's like, hey, we'll expose you on social media. We get you kicked off the volleyball team. They'll take screenshots of all their friends' accounts and DM them and see, I'm talking to all your friends too. I'll send stuff about you to all your friends. I'll expose you to culture. They won't believe you. They're going to believe me. I'm a father of two. They'll show them. I've got a job. I'm a CEO. The child now keeps the secret, and then it's a dark pit, and then it goes to physically show up at a location, physically perform sexual favors, and then now he's got a hold of her. Now he says, now what you did for me, you're now going to do it for John. John's going to pay. And then you, every Wednesday, you're going to show up. You're going to show up. You're going to drive your bike from school here. You're going to meet me back behind the pavilion on Friday Night Lights. And people go, Yaku, we would know. You wouldn't know anything. People are in the stall next to you in a department store performing sexual favors, and you don't know it's happening. We have teachers arrested having sex with kids in their cars on the school premises during school hours.
Wow.
Okay. People say, I would know. No, you wouldn't. This is why scripture says, Lord, give us eyes to see, remove the scales from our eyes. Do you know much of our training, we go into schools, we train teachers, students, parents on how to see, And once they see, they can't unsee. We train church staff to say, do you know the number one recruitment field right now, tutor, for pedophiles? They go to Wednesday night youth group.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
The girls
are terrifying.
Gullible. They take the guy that's the damsel in distress. We'll pray. He prayed with us. They share their hearts. They meet with him. Great. He's recruiting in youth group. We rescued from youth group in Dallas, Texas a month ago. We have video surveillance. The church went into a panic. They said, please, can you come train all the staff? How did we not see this? I go, this guy's done that. And you know the recruiter? He was 16 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Children are recruiting children. They take a child that's in the trafficking circle and they make them recruiters. This wasn't an adult. This was a 16-year-old boy recruiting girls into trafficking at youth group. And then we found out he frequently visits 8 youth churches. He does the rounds. The night I got him, the pimp, the trafficker pulls up. I get into a high-speed chase. I've got the police chasing me, chasing them. The vehicle they were in was stolen an hour prior with one of the top traffickers in Texas. And this 16-year-old boy was his recruiter, recruiting at youth group. These are facts. So let them tell you, QAnon, this is my life every day.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is, quote, worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling Stone comes out and calls Sound of Freedom a QAnon-tinged thriller, one that's designed to appeal to the conscience of the conspiracy-addled boomer. I mean, this is, if I've ever seen something that would drive people away from that film, it's that. But you are telling us that you know these things. These things are happening. This is something that we have to be worried about. So I know you've said, check out the film. You also have a film out there. These two films together can really teach people a lot about what to look out
Absolutely.
For, what's
Sound
going on.
Sound of Freedom is going to wake them up. Sex Nation is going to say, okay, whoa, whoa, for me and my house, what do we do? What do I do? What phrases are being used? What emoji? If my child uses a certain, there's a language with predators purely through emojis, how they communicate, how they drop little Easter eggs. Yeah,
like
they drop
code.
An Easter egg to one another. Hey, I'm watching this one. And they mark the girl. I'm watching this boy. I had a 17-year-old kid in my office the other day. This is my life, too. I don't talk about stuff I hear. We fight trafficking every day. This is what we do. And no, it's not conspiracy. Absolutely not. No, it's not QAnon. By the way, Sound of Freedom, the script was written before QAnon existed. Okay, that script was written 5 years ago. Right. So this is the biggest, but yes, that Rolling Stone was brilliant. I mean, brilliant.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Headline,
it will drive people from seeing
it. Of course, you have to villainize men from seeing the truth. So the watchman, according to Ezekiel 33:7, the watchman doesn't stand on the wall. Make the mom fight this by herself. Well, what did they do 4 months ago? white males are evil. White males are supremacists. You can't talk about abortion if you're a male. Sperm was 50% of the equation. Of course you can. No, no, you can't. Make the women fight by themselves. Ostracize the men. It was a brilliant article for evil, but brilliantly crafted.
I think there's also, I mean, I've seen on social media folks that are like, I had to really drag my husband to this film because he said, this is the last thing I want to spend my night watching kids get abused. And I think there are men who, like I said, it's a yucky conversation. It's easier to look the other way and say, well, it's not in my house. I'm good.
I'm going to say something that's going to be controversial, but here's the truth about that. For every woman who had a hard time getting her husband to go, okay, because this is biblical duty. This is our duty. We must defend innocence and children. And if you love America for all these patriots, America is our children. You can't love America and not pretend that the youth can fall off the wagon and we'll have an America. Remember, the 15-year-old today, he votes in 3 years. 3 years, he's voting. But they're the most sexualized, most confused. Mm. Some of them are furries. They're going to vote. Here's what I found, Tudor. For the mom, we had a hard time dragging her husband to this movie. Outside of the guy was really tired or whatever. You need to see if your husband is not watching porn. A man that watches porn, Tudor, I've done this for decades. We just had our Watchman Warrior weekend where we take father sons and we liberate them from pornography. A man that watches porn will not go watch this film, will not stand. The spirit that he knows he's battling with does not allow him to go sit in a movie and watch this and be enlightened, because he's going to condemn himself. Wow. It is like hell on earth for him to sit through that movie. So if your husband cannot go, don't ostracize the guy. Have a real conversation and get him help. We have that help as well on our website. Get him help.
Wow. It's always an incredible conversation with you. And I could talk to you for 2 more hours. We're going to have to have you back on, because there's so much. I mean, there's so much to cover. And really, once again, for all of you out there, Sound of Freedom, Sex Nation, these are important topics. They're hard. It's, like I said, yucky conversation, but it's such an important conversation to have because it's the future. These are our kids. All of these kids need to make sure that they are sheltered, and we need to all be watching to make sure our kids are safe. Yaku Boyens, he is the founder and CEO of After Eden Productions and the creator of the documentary film Sex Nation. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
God bless you, Tudor.
God bless you too, and God bless all of you. Thank you for joining me on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to thetudordixonpodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and join us the next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Thank you so much. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.